Welcome back to Sporting Highlights of 2023 here on Highland. Well, the Donegal senior ladies put their league relegation behind them this year as they got their hands on the Ulster Senior Ladies Football Championship title. A late goal from Akira McGarvey helped seal the win for Maxi Kern's side as they took their first title since 2019 in a 4-point win over Armagh. Captain and player of the match, Niamh McLaughlin, had no words after the win.
I've never lifted that trophy before, but look, do you know what, Oisin? I have no words. I'm just so delighted, and I'm just delighted for the girls, I'm delighted for Donegal, and I'm delighted for the management and Maxi, and I'm just beyond words at the minute.
Yeah, there was a huge effort went into this and a big plan as well, and a big part of that plan was your club mate, Niamh Higgerty, coming back, and Tanya Kennedy coming back, and the two of them were superb today.
Yeah, no, look, two brilliant additions, and girls that have been through the mill with us. Look, they've been representing Donegal. Tanya, obviously, not so much more recently, but all through the underage structures, and Niamh Higgerty's a Trojan, and she has been for years and years. But look, the girls that have been there as well the whole year, and the younger girls that came through, and the girls that have been there the whole year are just as important today, and that's a team effort there today, a squad, that's 30 players and management and everything put into that today.
That's Niamh McLaughlin, who would then move to play in Australia in the AFLW after the championship, which came to an end in the All-Ireland Series at the hands of Dublin at the quarter-final stage. Maxi Kern would also step down as manager and would be replaced by John McNulty. Five members of that Ulster-winning Donegal team, Niamh Carr, Abigail Temple, Amy Boyle Carr, Niamh McLaughlin and Kitty Dowds, would all pick up Ulster All-Stars. It was quite a successful year for the Donegal Ladies Minors, culminating in All-Ireland success. Donegal won the Ladies Under-18 C Championship Final in Kinnegad in County Westmeath as they beat Waterford 114-1-9. Niamh Harkin was the Donegal winning captain that day.
It was something we were looking forward to all year, and I didn't even know it was possible. But today's the day, and today was our day, and I'm glad we won today, definitely.
Took a huge effort to get ready for the Waterford Challenge.
Oh yeah, 8 months preparation, like, and we were training 2-3 times a week. I can't believe we did it today. And then my club mate Ava Walsh, she got man of the match. So it's definitely something to bring home for the club, the Ireland title, as well as man of the match for Ava Walsh.
And in March, there was national success for the ATU Donegal Ladies, who won the GAA Lynch Cup at the Connacht GAA Centre of Excellence in Mayo. Managed by Downing's man Barney Kern, Donegal ATU defeated University Ulster Cork in the final, 111-17. Terman's Kieran McGarvey was the player of the match on that day. On the county hurling front, Donegal reached two big deciders, but were to lose out in both. Donegal lost the Division 2 League final by 14 points to 20 to Meath and Carrigan Shannon, and then the county hurlers would go down to Wicklow 3-12-120 in the Nicky Racker Championship final, which was played at Croke Park. Manager Mickey McCann said that defeat was a hard one to take.
Look, actually, you break it down, maybe 2 or 3 weeks time, it was a good season, but hard to take today.
Yeah, it's a hard one to swallow, given that you were, what, 6 up at one stage in the first half, and you should have been further ahead, Mickey, at the break, and they didn't look to be in the game at all.
No, and look, you get that wee element of surprise. Maybe they were carrying the favours tag into the game slightly. So when you get that first half and get that momentum, you try and make the most of it. And look, I think we should have been on 7 or 8 up, and it would have been hard for them to come back at you then. And look, the goal probably was a massive swing then in the second half. No, we were still clipping the odd score. They were on top, but we were still maybe staying 2 or 3 ahead for most of it. But that levelled the game up, and they moved on from there.
The Donegal senior hurlers did, however, win the Conor McGurk Cup at the start of the year after a super 22 points win over Ulster University Jordanstown at the Dub in Belfast. Liam Og McKinney finished the decider with 12 points there. But there is no doubt one of the standout performances of the year was from the hurlers of Setanta as they won county and provincial titles. On county final day, Setanta hit St Unans for 4 goals in their 4-13-14 victory, one which helped the men from the Cross retain their senior hurling title. Jared Gilmore, Declan Coulter and Rory Campbell with 2 were the goal scorers as Setanta retained the Munster Cup. Player of the match that day was Stephen McBride.
You know yourself, there's no feeling like it. Just to get over the line, the end of the day, it's just a great feeling altogether. Can't fault any of the lads today. Like, every man put the shoulder to the wheel and we got the result at the end of the day. It's a tough opposition too. Could have went either way at the start of the game. We knew we had our work cut out for us, but we got over the line anyway.
Setanta would then go into the Ulster Intermediate Championship. In round 1, they beat Ballinascreen of Derry in Umbeg 3-13-110. And in the semi-final, Jared Gilmore got the winning score with a late free at the end of an absorbing contest to beat Middleton, 111 to 13 points. On to final day, and despite the heavy fog and conditions, Setanta would become the first winners of the Ulster Intermediate Hurling Championship from the county. They beat Tyrone's Airogue of Carrickmore, 116-211. Gilmore scored 11 points on that day, and it was Sean Ward that scored the goal in the second half. Here's Setanta's Danny Cullen on winning in Ulster and what it meant to him and indeed to county hurling.
Yeah, just ecstatic. Like, it's just unbelievable. Just very proud of the whole team, the club, everyone involved, just for just amount of work went into this whole thing, like, for a number of years, and just to get to this level and get to the victory to get, it's just it's unbelievable.
Yeah, speaking to Declan there, obviously the two of you have soldiered through the trenches and you've won various things at various levels, but where's this sitting with you here now as we're speaking on the aftermath of the one?
It's just for the magnitude of it, it's just probably the best we ever had, like, you know, to get to this level. You know, even be saying you had a chance to be playing Ulster Senior next year, and, you know, against Slack Neil and pushing to all in teams, like, if you won your championship, you know, it's just, it's crazy. It's just good for Donegal hurling in general, like, because, you know, it just shows you now the level of that, like, and it's, even more Union's going well last week, you know, just, like, the whole thing is pushing on a bit, like, it's great, like, and just probably just puts rubber stamps at today, like.
There is light at the end of the tunnel. Jim McGuinness is back as Donegal manager after a dismal year for the county senior men. It seems the only way is up, and there wasn't too many highlights from Donegal over the past two seasons. There was relegation to Division 2, Paddy Carr resigned, an Ulster Championship defeat to Down, and an All-Ireland exit at the hands of neighbours Tyrone. But the new season gets underway in early January in the McKenna Cup under the guidance of the returning Jim McGuinness for a second term as manager. This year in the club front, Niamh Connell retained the Dr. Maguire Cup as they proved to be too strong on final day for Gidore. Coming through winners, 116-18 was how it finished, as the men from Glenties and Fintown picked up yet another Dr. Maguire Cup and another senior title. And one of the main cogs that day in that victory was player of the match, Ethan O'Donnell.
Yeah, happy. Happy, Brendan. Any day you win a championship medal, you know, It's a sweet, sweet day. You know, it never gets old. Like, it's the best feeling in the world. You know, winning it with your friends, winning it with the whole family, parish, everything. It's superb.
And Ethan, people talk about Niamh Connell in terms of the defensive setup today. You attacked the Gidore kick out, you chased them over the pitch, and you put them in the pressure. And you showed the two different elements to the Niamh Connell game.
Yeah, listen, it's, you know, you set up different ways for different teams. You know, you go out gung-ho against Unions, Pat goes over the top, you eat you alive, you're chasing the whole game the whole time. Gidore, we felt we could press up, you know, a bit more. We felt we could compete with them in the middle, which we did. In the first half especially, you know, we felt we could, we go toe-to-toe with them. You know, they didn't have a kick that would reach the far 45, so we thought, you know what, we're going to give it a go and squeeze up. And just winning kick out after kick out in the first half and tagging on points, that was the big thing. You know, you get a kick out, you tag on one, you're putting that wee bit of doubt, get another one, tag on, that's another bit, you know, keep chipping away like that. So yeah, no, brilliant performance.
Back-to-back champions, seven finals in a row. Is there a bigger picture here now, Ethan? You're going to play a Gounda team that are also back-to-back champions. In the back of your mind after today, is there a thought of, you know, there's a bigger challenge to be won for this side?
You know, we were back there in 2019. Gidore went and done it in 2018. You know, the only team to do it, and Barlas and Gilso's team. You know, that's testament to Gidore. Like, it's an impossible thing to do nearly. You know, there's that many good teams. Listen, we went up to Carrigan last year, got beaten penalties. We had the game won twice and we lost it. You know, we got beaten penalties then. That's a harsh way to go, but at least now, you know, we're getting another shot at it. Up to Cavan, is it, in 3 weeks' time? You know, we're going to put our best foot forward. You know, it's one game at a time in Ulster. We're not thinking anything past that. You know, champions are champions, no matter who you play. It's going to be a good game, like.
Well, unfortunately, Ulster didn't work out the way they wanted for Niamh Connell. They got out of jail with a late Kevin McGettigan goal against Gowan in the first game, but then they went down to the defending Ulster and eventual winners again, Glen of Derry. Glen beat Scotstown of Monaghan 13-11 in the Ulster final to make it back-to-back provincial crowns for the Mahara club. Glen manager is Malachy O'Rourke.
That's a brilliant achievement, you know, and I suppose it's happened so quick as well. You know, to win one championship was brilliant. To be able to back that up and then to win an Ulster title last year, the disappointment, I suppose, of the All-Ireland final and the fallout from that and so on. I suppose, it, you know, the boys could have went either way. They could have sort of wallowed in their disappointment for a while and forgot about this year. But in fairness to them, Everton was really committed. Everton was really keen on improving and trying to get better. And look at a really tough Derry championship. We're delighted to get through that. And then every game in Ulster has been a real test of resolve and character and all the rest. You know, and I suppose we hadn't hit the heights, but we knew today we were going to have to, Scotland were going to come and really test us. And particularly in the second half, I thought we played well and I think we ran out deserving winners, but it was tough going.
Elsewhere in Donegal, for the first time in 30 years, Downing's won the Intermediate Football Championship after defeating Mallon in a nail-biting game 11-9. Kevin Cookie Gallagher was the man that guided Downing's to success.
Unbelievable, Austin. Waited 30 years for this, it's just surreal. Can't give our players enough credit. You know, they got us over the line again, dug deep on the hat to today, and absolutely outstanding bunch of young fellas. Well done to them.
Anna Rossa won the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Junior Championship title, beating Mavill at the O'Donnell Park 15-1-10. Mavill actually led 110-12, leading into the closing minutes of a thrilling encounter, but it was Narossa that scored the final 3 points of the game to lift the trophy. Narossa's John McDyer says the hard work all year paid off in the end.
To be honest, Ryan, unbelievable. We didn't set out at the start of the year to win it, but we have been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years. We came up short there in a number of semi-finals over the last few years. There was massive work put in by Cormac McHugh and Joe Gallagher there for 2-3 years during COVID. Declan came in there to start this year, and you can't turn a man like Declan away. And he came in and we got the job done, even though it was a wee bit too hectic there at the end, but we managed to get over the line.
Moving on with some of the other highlights from 2023. In horse racing, it was a fine year for Donegal jockeys, most notably for Dylan Brown McMonagall and Oisin Orr. Dylan ended the season with 64 wins in Ireland and Great Britain, and in amongst that in August, he had his 200th career win on the track. A month later, in September, the Letterkenny native took his first win alongside world-renowned trainer Aidan O'Brien in Nace. He then opted to travel to Australia. It took him a couple of weeks to settle, but he then hit winning form down under, and in one particular weekend, he had 5 wins over 3 days. He told the Australian media why he had opted out of Ireland for a few months.
Yeah, things are going really good at home. Every season I've been improving in winners. We got our Group 1 winner last season as well. You know, you want to be riding in big races competitively, and I'm very lucky and blessed with Joseph. He looks after me really well, and we've got plenty of good horses, so coming over here just for a few months experience is a big help when it's quiet at home, so things are going good.
Well, it was also another good year for Oisin Orr. He of course spends his time in the UK riding with Richard Fahey, and he passed the post 64 times with wins in Britain over the past 12 months. But one of his career highlights certainly came in the month of November when the Rathmullen native won the lucrative Bahrain International Trophy for trainer Richard Fahey on Spirit Dancer, a horse which was part-owned by Sir Alex Ferguson. The six-year-old was heavily backed from 40-1 to 16s in the hours leading into the race, and the Donegal jockey rode him superbly to pull clear in the final furlong and land the $1 million prize fund.
It was great time, Sir Alex and a few of his friends were over there, and look, it was a great day, but I suppose there was a bit of pressure on when having him there, but look, the horse went and won well, and look, it's onwards and upwards for him, I think.
Yeah, he finished very strongly that day, so he did.
Yeah, he did, but look, he's been a horse that's been improving all year, and I think, look, he's definitely gone the right way to go to the top level, hopefully.
Yeah, and what was that whole experience like for you out in Bahrain?
It was a good experience. I went out the week before, so I flew out the day before the horse came, and then I sort of brought him out all week. He'd been in good form, and he was a big price, but I thought he had a chance anyway on form. But look, it was great when he went and won, and he beat them easily enough, so it was great.
In bowls, back in March, there was a world title for Donegal men. John Quinn, Michael Gallagher, Daniel O'Kane and Eddie Kern took the world title in the rinks final. In golf, Balbuffet and Stranorla member Ryan Griffin won the R&A Student Tour Series
At the Parador Golf Club in Spain, Ryan came from 8 shots adrift to beat fellow Maynooth student Alan Fahey in a playoff to win what will be his second RNA Student Tour title at the Parador de Mallorca Golf Club. In hockey, the Rafal men's team were crowned Linden Cup champions in March after coming from 2 goals down at the break to beat CIYMS by 4-2. A Simon Gotti goal brought Rafal level before Tom Eaton and Matthew Leckie won the game for the Donegal side. And then the following month in April, they secured promotion back to the Ulster Premier Division, and they took the Intermediate League title with a 3-0 win over Portrush, and that was at the Foyle Arena in Derry. The scores on that day were Matthew Leckie with 2 and 1 from Johnny Long, and that one secured a double for Rafal, winning the cup and the league within the space of 4 weeks and making the move up to the top flight of Ulster hockey. Well, Jason Quigley made his long-awaited professional return in the boxing ring to Ireland back in April. He won for the very first time as a pro fighter at the National Stadium in Dublin with a unanimous win over Hungarian Gábor Gorbix.
First time back in the ring in a long, long time, and there's definitely question marks over what's next for me, you know, and myself and my career. And I think I had overcome a lot tonight, not so much in the fight, but, you know, in the build-up, a lot of memories, a lot of things, you know, from your last fight, because that was the last thing to go off. So I'm very happy with the way that I controlled myself before the fight. You know, kept myself disciplined, kept myself very fully focused, getting into the ring. Been doing a lot of work recently with a very close friend of mine, Shane O'Sullivan. We've went through a lot, and, you know, of the mindset of things. And, you know, I was really happy the way things turned out tonight before we got into the ring.
That's Jason Quigley after his win by unanimous decision at the National Stadium in Dublin. There was big plans for more Irish fights in 2023, but then out of the blue came a surprise world title shot in the month of June. Quigley headed stateside once again and went the distance at Madison Square Garden, but it was in the wrong end of the result as Edgar Berlanga retained his WBO NABO super middleweight title on a unanimous point decision. The defeat was the third of Quigley's 23 fight career, but it was the first time the 32-year-old fought a 12-rounder. The low man, Matthew McCall, represented the Irish Athletic Third Level Boxing Association in England and won gold in the Hangerley Box Cup, which took place at Alexander Palace in London. In the light middleweight division, he took the gold medal and finished first in the competition as he beat Darragh Gilroy in the final on a 4-1 split decision. And there was victories at national level for Rafal's Danny Duffy and Cathal McLaughlin in the senior championships as they won the Irish bantamweight and Irish middleweight title respectively. In rugby, Letterkenny Rugby Club had a big year in 2023. They reached the Gordon West Cup final by beating Cavan in the semi-final at the Dave Gallagher grounds by 32 points to 11, and then moved into the decider in Ravenhill. But unfortunately, in that decider of the Gordon West Cup, Letterkenny went down against Monaghan by 15 points to 9. But Letterkenny quickly parked that defeat, and it was confirmed just days later that Letterkenny would be promoted to Division 2 as they finished runner-up in the Ulster Championship 2 to Monaghan as well. And other results went in their favour, so it meant Letterkenny were then promoted up a division. In May in powerlifting, Bosco Reid took gold in the bench press and deadlift, as well as setting new PBs in his category at the European AWPC Powerlifting Cup in Limerick, as teammate Mary McSheehan set a world record in the female deadlift. It was a massive medal success for Letterkenny woman Vicky McGill at the 2023 World Special Olympic Games in Berlin in Germany. Vicky is a member of the Northwest Special Olympics Club. She went on to represent Ireland this year, and she claimed gold with the basketball team. Staying with basketball, former Letterkenny Blaze player Killian Gribben was the joint captain of the Irish team, which competed at the European FIBA Under-20 Championships in North Macedonia in June. Well, it was in June and July. And Gribben starred in one of those games for Ireland as they defeated Slovakia 78 points to 68. Gribben actually scored 20 points for the Irish on that day. And in badminton, Rachel Darrow was a bronze medal winner at the Lagos International Challenge in August in the quarterfinal. She had a hard-fought win against Narini Ratu Azar, winning over three sets to secure the bronze. And there was also success for her relation, her cousin, Joshua McGee, as he won bronze at the Peru Challenge in September with Paul Reynolds in the men's double. The pair secured the bronze with a two-sets victory over the host nations, Jose Guerrero and Diego Mane, winning through in straight sets, 21-14, 21-16. And that brings to an end our sporting recap of 2023. We will, of course, be looking forward with a lot of excitement to the start of 2024, which gets underway on Wednesday, the 3rd of January. The second reign of Jim McGuinness as manager starts with, of course, Donegal getting their McKenna Cup campaign underway, a match that we will have live coverage from for you next Wednesday evening here on Highland. From the sports team, we wish you a very, very happy new year and continued health and success for the coming 12 months.